because Buddha's teachings are so profound. When we are reading Dharma books, we should contemplate the meaning again and again until, so this is when we stop. Well, we don't ever stop contemplating, but this is what we want to happen. When we're reading or listening, we contemplate again and again until it touches our heart. Until it touches our heart. So, even though Buddha's teachings, Dharma, is the practical method to find the real meaning of human life, because Buddha's teachings are very profound, when we are reading Dharma books, we should contemplate their meaning again and again, until the meaning, it touches our heart. And Geshe-la said at that time, he said, this is very important for everyone. And it wasn't until Mirror of Dharma came out that I saw that those three sentences that he'd given me were from this precious book. And at that time in Australia, he said, when we first read a book or hear a teaching, we then need to contemplate the meaning again and again until it touches our heart. This is very important for everyone. Just hearing a teaching, just reading a Dharma book is not good enough, because the teaching is very profound. Just intellectual understanding is not good enough. Spiritual knowledge will not solve our problems. Spiritual knowledge will not make us happy all the time. Spiritual knowledge is not good enough. We have to bring this precious knowledge into our heart and be moved. When the teaching touches your heart, our mind changes. With Buddha's blessings, Guru Buddha's blessings, our mind changes. It moves. That teaching like mixes with our mind and transforms our mind into Dharma. When this happens, effectively, I think we don't forget. So, back to the message in Australia. And Geshe-la said, please encourage everyone. Please do not remain with intellectual understanding. So we are so used in modern society to listen to a piece of information, to think about it, even to remember it. But we're not used to encouraging that understanding to touch our heart. So this is something we need to become more and more familiar with. It's called contemplation. And I think the fact that Venerable Geshe-la has divided this book into two parts, training in contemplation, part one, training in meditation, part two, is to help us to understand. Our whole life is going to become contemplation, and we're going to use that contemplation to meditate correctly in the meditation session. You know, as a Kadampa, we're always contemplating. Whatever our body is doing, we're always thinking about Dharma. So something like this sentence, Buddha's teachings or Dharma are the practical method to find the real meaning of human life. I think we can understand that on so many levels, and it's up to us to have the faith, the patience, requesting blessings, to contemplate again and again until the meaning touches our heart.